We're holding some of Gimlam Aleph, sorry. Kochos Mibrachas Vimikas. Kochlamas, the Gemara asks, why do we need so much? Lefisha ain't oinen omid Vimikas. Why do we need to, why is the Bruch and the Beis Mikdash elongated so much? And the Gemara answers, because Lefisha ain't oinen omid Vimikas, because we do not answer omid in the Beis Mikdash, as we're about to see. And since you don't answer omid in the Beis Mikdash, it's improper to have, what do you say? Instead, you say, Baruch Shem Kaver Machos Elom Ved. So instead of just, since it's such a large answer from the population, we want to, from the answerers, we want to have more of a elaborate bracha as well, just to match the answer. Says the Gemara, Uminayin she'ein oinin amin b'mikdash. How do we know that you don't just answer a plain amin in the Beis HaMikdash? She'nemar, as it states, Kumu baruchu es Hashem, get up, bless Hashem, Elokeichim, your God, min ha'olam ad ha'olam. From min ha'olam throughout the world, al kol baruchu tehillah. And we should be meraimim him on every bracha and praise. So we see from here, and every time you hear a bracha and a praise, you got to be meroimim Hashem. So it doesn't suffice just to say amen. You have to say baruch shem kaver machos elam ved. Yochel kol brachos kulan tehilachas. I would think that on all the brachas, good morning, on all the brachas, you should only have one praise. Tamid lomar umeroimim al kol bracha. Al kol bracha tehilah. You should be raised on every single bracha and praise. Al kol bracha bracha tein lo tehilah. On every single bracha and bracha, you should give him tehilah. Says the Gemara, Hitzkinu she'ehe adam shoyel b'shalom chaveiro. They were misakin that a person should say hello to his friend using Hashem's name. And we explained back in the Mishnah, the reason is because through the problem was in the dar was they weren't treating each other properly. And Mamela, there were bad things happening. And Mamela, they were misakin that to rectify that situation, they said, you know what? Let us use Hashem's name in greeting people, and this way people will start to respect each other more. The Gemara brings four psukim as a proof to this. The first one was from Boaz. The second one was from Gidoin, as the Malach greeted Manoach. Says the Gemara, Maiva Oimer, why do you need a second pasuk? Wasn't the first one good enough? Says the Gemara, maybe, v'chitema, that you can't learn from Boaz, because Boaz did it by his own knowledge, but nobody was masking to him. So that's why, Toshma, that's why we'll bring a second pasuk. Hashem imcha b'kibor achayel, where the Malach greeted Manoach and says, Hashem is with you. And if you want to say that the Malach was just saying this to Gidon, that, by the way, Hashem is with you, but he wasn't greeting him. So then we bring a third pasuk. The third pasuk is not another proof, but the third pasuk is a halach that says that do not go ahead and embarrass their elders. Al tovayz ki zikna imecha. Do not go ahead and embarrass. In other words, if you have something that a gadol does, then you should go ahead and listen to it. Amazingly, Rabbi Feldman I don't know if you know the politics that's going on with WZO, but there's a lot of internal politics with the gadolim, whether or not you should vote for it or not. And Rabbi Feldman came out very stark against it. Rosh Hashiva of Neri Yisrael, and they sent a letter to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, no, you should vote for it. So Rav Feldman says, listen, I don't change my position, but I take back my psak. So al tava is kizek ne'emecha. If Bayez did something and Bayez was the gadol dar, then you can follow him. So that's the psak. So we see from here a very big psak. If you see a psak from you see a ma'isa shahaya from your elders, you can go ahead and pass like him. Va'omer, and the second thing is eislas is Hashem eferu teresecha. And the final pasuk is that eislas is Hashem eferu teresecha. What's the pshat that Boaz did it? Because it was an important time in Klal Yisrael, and they needed to go ahead and be for the Torah, because like we explained, there was a lot of serious situations going on. So he was masaking this in order to go ahead and and correct the situation. Amarava Haikra, this pasuk of Eislas is Meiresha L'Seifa Madrash, Meiseifa L'Reisha Madrash. You could dash in it both ways. Meiresha L'Seifa Madrash. You could dash in it from the beginning, from the beginning to the end. In other words, reading it normally as follows. Eislas is Hashem. It is a time that Hashem is going to use to punish people. My tam, Mishum Efer Torsecha, because they ruined your Torah. And Meiseifa L'Reisha Madrash, and if you want to dash in it the other way, in other words, out of order, this is the way that the Mishnah is dashing it, it's Heferu Torsecha, they ruined your Torah. My time, Mishum Eislas is Hashem. Because it was a special time for Hashem. Meaning, there are certain times in Klal Yisrael that you're allowed to go ahead and be made for the Torah and go against the Torah, let's say by Esther. Esther went ahead and went against the Torah in order, she went and voluntarily went with Achashverosh. That's not allowed. Nevertheless, it was an Eis L'Aziz Hashem. There are certain times that, like to save all of Klal Yisrael, or the halakha that you're allowed to write down your Torah. You're allowed to write down your Torah. By the way, do you want to get a bracha? I'm sorry, we didn't finish the... You're allowed to write down your Torah, the halacha is, even though, it's awesome in your Raisa to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. Yet, we said that if you don't write down Torah Shebal Peh, we're not going to know anything. So therefore, we gave the permission to go ahead and write the Torah. Tanya Hilo Hazakin Amr B'Shasha Machnisin Pazar. In a time that people are keeping their Torah in and Torah is not popular, Pazer, you should go ahead and spread it out. B'Shasha Mefazrim, at the time that people are spreading out their Torah and there's so much Torah available, Kanes, then keep your Torah inside. You don't have to go ahead and try to grab the attention. V'imra isa dar she'atayra chaviv alav. But if you see a dar, that the mamish, everybody's running after Torah anytime and everything like that, so then Pazer, you also should go ahead and put out some Torah. She'nemar yesh mefazer v'noisif oid. Sometimes there's a time where Torah is getting spread out, v'noisif oid, and you add even more. V'imra isa dar she'ainet tayra chaviv alav. But if you see a dar that Torah is not chaviv on it, kanes, you should bring it in. She'nemar eis las es la'ashem eferu tayra secha. As it says, that at a time that the Torah is being mafered, you got to change your positions and things. Dorish Bar Kafra gave a couple memories. Zolas, if your things are cheap, and kibbutz, then gather them in, and konamine, gather and buy it. Buy things when they're cheap. Ba'atar, and another halacha, another memra. Ba'atar deles gavar, in a place that there is not men, that there's not a man to paskin, tamon habi gavar, there you should be a pesik. Marsha asks that this is already a Mishnah. He says that over here it's talking about Psak. Amar Abaye, Shmamina ba'atar de'is gavar, in a place that there is already a Pesach, then Taman loy tahavi gavar. You shouldn't go ahead and try to be a Pesach. Says the Gemara of Pshita, isn't that inferable? And the Gemara says, Nitzucha ela b'shashneim shavan. Even if you're equal to that guy, once you already cornered the market in the Psak in that city, let him be. You don't have to go ahead and say, Paskin with me. Dorish Bar Kafra, Ezehu Parsha Katana, Shekolot Gufei Tera Tuluyen Ba. What is a small pasuk that the entire, it's like the rule of thumb for the Torah, as it says, Bechol Derecheha De'ehu V'hu Ye'asher Or Chasecha. In all of your ways you should know Hashem, and he, and or it, will straighten your paths. Amar Rava, Afilu L'dvar Avera. Even with regards to an Avera, you should do it Lishma. Now, of course, this does not apply anymore. This applies back in the day before. There were certain times, Alpia Novi, like Eliyahu by Har HaKarmel or Esther. Esther, the truth is, you could still have a situation nowadays. The halacha is that if you were to do an Avera and save all of Klal Yisrael, then you're allowed to do that nowadays as well. But otherwise, there's no such thing as an Avera Lishma nowadays. Nowadays, if you go ahead and you have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save one person from an Avera, halacha is, according to many, the Rashba says, that you can't, you see a girl who's kidnapped, and all you got to do is Bichal Shabbos, one little thing, call somebody and you'll be able to get her out. Not Sakonas Nefashis, but Sakonas Avera. The halacha is, you can't do it. Afil Dvar Avera. We don't, this shy will be passing like that, because there's sugyas about it. But if a person is doing an Avera, says the Gemara, do it Lishma. But nowadays we don't pass like that. We there's no such thing as an aver lishma. Dorish bar, there are, by the way, this is a we learn also to mean whatever you do, you should do lishma. In other words, a person goes to sleep, he should go and say, I'm going to sleep so tomorrow I'll be able to learn. And then you get 8 hours or 10 hours, however long you're sleeping, of mitzvahs. Can you imagine? All you got to do, but you have to do it lishma. So it's kedai to get a little sticky note, put it next to your bed, and say, remember to go to sleep lishma, because nobody ever remembers to go to sleep lishma. But if you remember, then you get 8 hours of mitzvahs. Just put a thing and say, remember to go to sleep lishma. When a person eats, anything a person does, when a person jogs, when a person goes to the fitness club, anything he does is b'chol derechecha de'ehu. Dorish bar kafra le'oil, it's one of the most important things you can do, because it changes your entire day to being mitzvahs. And then, when a person does mitzvahs, it causes more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs. So if you get up after doing 8 hours of mitzvahs, you are totally a changed person, and you're infused with kedusha, and the rest of your day is infused with kedusha. Then you'll remember the next thing. You can mamash change your life with one sticky note. Dorish bar kafra le'oil milamed adam es benoy umnis nikiya v'kala, a person, another memory, he says, is a person should always teach his son a easy trade, because as we saw in the Mishnah at the end of Kedushin, no matter what happens, you're going to be you're either going to be rich or poor. You just have to do the hishtadlus. So you may as well learn an easy trade. Mahi was an easy trade. Amar v'chista machta de talmiusa. Rashi explains this is the sewing, the stitches of the double stitches at the side on the hems of garments. Right, apparently, sometimes you have these garments that have like a fancy double stitch around the hems and things like that. So the people who sew that, I guess, they're not responsible for the real sewing. And all they have to do is like a fancy sewing on the garments. So it's taka, not such a big job. You just sew a couple stitches. So you're going to, listen, that's the hishtadlus. And then whatever money you get, you get. I don't know how many times over the past week I have repeated this Gemara in my recruiting efforts. I'm doing my hishtadlus, and that is what I have to do. And we'll see what the results are. Everybody has his job, and you do your job, and that is that. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, La'olam al yarba adam reim b'toich beis. A person should not have too many friends inside his house. She'nemar ish reim lehisroya. A person with too many friends, it will come to bad. Tanya, and the reason is sometimes we say because of ayin hara. Some say the pshat is because of ayin hara that you have too many friends in your house. You have a problem. Some of them will be bad. Some of them will be bad. It's not. If a person has too many friends, some of them will be bad.
That's too many.
Oh, excellent question. That is a good question. I don't have an answer, but it says another place that you should be ma'amid talmidim harbe. You should have many talmidim. Maybe some of the talmidim will be bad. I guess so you have to be careful. I guess it's worth the risk. For talmidim, it's worth the risk. For friends, it's not worth the risk. I don't know. I'm not sure. You have to check each one. That's the answer. So as long as once it becomes too many that you're not able to check them. Tanya Rabbi Omer al Yimna Adam Apotropos B'seich Beisoi. A person should not set up an apotropos in his house. An apotropos is somebody that takes care of things, like a butler. She'el Mali Loimina Petifar es Yosef Apotropos. Because if it wasn't for the fact that Petifar set up Yosef as an apotropos, B'seich Beisoi Loi Ba Loi Sedavar, the whole Maisa wouldn't have happened. That's what happens. Here's the story. People are attracted to other people. And if you have a wife and at home a male butler, then eventually there's going to be some sparks between them. And the same thing. If a person has a cleaning lady, and it's very, very dangerous to have a person always in the house, and unfortunately we have seen this again and again. The mice in the Gemara is from Petifar, but we have seen this again and again and again. I can't even tell you how many times where a cleaning lady, somebody you'd never expect, is machshel the balabais. It's not kedai to have somebody who's tumid in the house. Tanya, Rabbi Amar, lama nismecha parashas nazir leparashas soita? Why is parashas nazir next to parashas soita? Tamis gemara, lama lecha shekala roya soita b'lkukula, whoever sees a soita as she gets destroyed, yazer atzmin amay yayin. He has to go ahead and take steps immediately to protect himself from seeing such a thing. He has to be mazer himself from the yayin. And the question is, of course, We had a whole speech on this once. What's the pshat? I mean, you just saw her explode. The answer is you saw her explode, but you know that she exploded only because she sinned. And memela sin becomes less kal by you. So even though you saw somebody get destroyed, so for example, if you never crossed the road in middle of the 94, and the one time you did see somebody, you saw him and he got killed by a car, it'll be easier for you to cross the road next time. Because you saw somebody do what you never imagined. I never imagined somebody could jaywalk across the 94. Now I saw somebody, they're like, oh, Taka, maybe I'll do it. Ah, you saw him get killed? Yeah, but I saw somebody break the thing. And Taka, before that, it was just something that was never done. Like, you can't cross the road with the 94 jaywalking. There's no such thing. But once you saw it happen, even though there was bad results, it opened the Pesach in your mind. Amr Chizki, Breder of Parnach, Amr of Yechanan, Lama Nismacha Parashas Soita, Le Parashas Trumas Umaisus. Why is Soita next to Trumas and Maisers? Loy melecha shekol sheyesh le Trumas and Maisers. Whoever has Trumas and Maisers, but ain't a noisem lekoyin, does not give it to a koyin. Soif nitzrach lekoyin. Eventually, he will require the koyin alidei ishtei to go to the because he suspects his wife. Shenemar veish es kedoshim lo yihia. Somebody who has kedoshim will have to go to the will. Somebody who has Truma and Mises, it should be to the Kohen. And right next to it, it says, V'samachlai ish ish ki sistei ishtei, when his wife strays. V'chsev hevi ish es ishtei, and it says, and he will have to bring his wife. V'loi oid elasoif shenitzarech shenitzarech lehen. Not only that, but eventually he's going to need those Trumas and Mises. Shenemar v'ish es kedoshav lo yiyah. They will be for him, like the Miser only ones. So not only will he have to eventually bring his wife over, but eventually he will become poor as well. But if he does give it and he is mekayimet, soif mis asher, he eventually will become rich. Shenemar ish ish yitein lekoyin lo yihia, which we were darshening as lo yihia mamon harbe. To him will be a lot of money. Amar of huna bar barachya mishim rabbi Lazar hakafar kol hamishatav shem shemayim betzarei koyfin loy parnasasei. Whoever brings Hashem into when he's having pain and he davens whenever he's having pain, he will double his parnasa. Shenemar v'haya shakai, when Hashem is betzarech. V'kesef to'efes lei, when we bring Hashem and when you need him, so money will be to'efes, it was a lesson of doubling, will be doubled for you. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman never panasa say me'ufefes lei, panasa will fly to you, will become easy. Ketzipar as a bird, as it says in darshaning the word to'efes in a different way, as flying. Shenemar v'kesef to'efes lach, same pasuk darshaning it differently. Amar of Tevi, Amar of Aichi, Akala Marapa Atzma B'Divar Teira, whoever weakens himself from Teira, he doesn't take Teira seriously. Ein boy koyach la'amar b'yem tzara, he will not have koyach to stand on a hard day. Unfortunately, that's the way of the world. Some people, and many people, have to go at least some point in their life through hard days, quotes. So therefore, that person, some people are able to manage it, some people can't, some people break apart. What is the difference between the people? Somebody who is stark in Teira, he'll be able to wing it. Some people who are not stark in Teira, will, that's who crumble there. Shenemar hisrapesa, if you weaken yourself, b'yom tzara, tzar kechaka, on a hard day, it'll be very hard for you. It'll be like thin for you, maybe squishy for you. Amar of Ami Bar Masna, Amar, like a kechaka is like a trap. Amar of Ami Bar Masna, Amar Shmuel, afilu mitzvah achas. Even if you are you treat lightly even one mitzvah, shenemar hisrapesa. If you deal lightly with it, mikomakum, any type of dealing lightly. Amar of Safra, Rabbi Avoh Havi Mishtori. Amar of Safra, Rabbi Safra says, Rabbi Avoh Havi Mishtori was walking or saying. How do they translate it? Could be both.
Fine.
He was talking. He's saying over. Kishayorid Chanina ben Achi. When I was when Rabbi Chanina, when Chanina my ben Achi, Rabbi Yehoshua, Legoila, when the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, who is Chanina, went down to the Golas, he was working the calendar in Golas, Bechutz La'aretz. He was a great Gadol who was working the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. So the halacha is, as we know from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that you're not allowed to work the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. The calendar has to be paskin in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, we don't paskin the calendar anymore. We already have it set from Hillel. But back in the day, they used to have to paskin the calendar. And he was intercalculating it all in Chutz La'aretz. So Shogru Acharav from Eretz Yisrael, they sent after him Shnei Tamid Chachamim, two students, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, ben Shel Zechariah ben Kavutal. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur and the grandson of Zechariah ben Kavutal. Now this is obviously very next to the Beis Hamikdash's time, because we're about to see that Zechariah ben Kavutal was served in the Beis Hamikdash. So Kevin Shira Isam, once he saw them, Amar Lahem, he said, Lama Basim, why are you coming? Why are you coming after me? Amrule, they said to him, Lilmud Torah banu. We're coming to Lilmud Torah. So Hichriz Aleim, he announced for them in the public, in shul, in his shul, Anashim Alalu, these visiting guests, G'dayli Adarim, the G'dayli Adar, the Avayseim Shimshu Bebeis HaMikdash, their fathers served in the Beis HaMikdash, Ka'isa Shashaninu, like we have a Mishnah, Zechai Ben Kavutul Omer, Harbe Pa'amim Karisi Lefanov, the Sefer Daniel, and a Mishnah in Yuma, that says that many time I have read in front of the Kain Gadol, Sefer Daniel. So let's greet them warmly. That was his drasha in shul. Okay, so then Hizchel hu metame, every psak that came, that he was metame, v'heim matarim, they were being matar, they were more lenient to him. So he would ask for something, v'heim matarim, they would amater him. He would say, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. So the next speech in shul, he got upset. Hichruz aleim, anashim alalahu shel shavim, they're empty, shel toyu, they're worthless. Worthless, and then she empty. Amrulai, so they said to him, Kvar bani, so you already built us up. Five lines from the bottom, samach gimel amar aleph. V'i ata yachal listar. And we cannot destroy. Kvar gadarti, you already built us up. Now you can't break down our fences. Amar lahem. So mipnei ma ani matam v'atem matarim. Why everything I'm matam? You're matar. V'ani oyus v'atem matirim. Amar lahem. Now obviously we have to put in brackets, by the way, that they weren't being matar something that wasn't mutter. They were just taking a lenient view of the thing. A lot of times, you know, you can have a psak that's mutter, a psak that's usser, and this rov will say mutter, this rov will say usser. Obviously, they both have sources and things like that. This one is taking a more lenient view. So Amar lo mipnei ma, mipnei sha'at, he says, you know why? Mipnei sha'ata ma'aver shonim v'kavei chadashim b'chutz la'aretz. Because you're calculating the calendar in chutz la'aretz. Amar lo halei Akiva ben Yosef ha'yom ma'aver shonim v'kavei chadashim b'chutz la'aretz. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva did this. So he's already right after the door of Rabbi Akiva, who was by the Chorban. So apparently this is the second generation after the Chorban. Amr loy, hanach Rabbi Kiva, let Rabbi Kiva, shaloy haniach kemoisei be'eretz Yisrael. This is the second Korban. Rabbi Kiva is different. Rabbi Kiva was the absolute Gadol Hadar. And there was nobody like him in the world. And he left nobody like him in Eretz Yisrael. That's why he was allowed to do it. So Amr loy, af ani loy hanachti kemoisei be'eretz Yisrael. I also didn't leave anybody like me in Eretz Yisrael. I'm also the Gadol Hadar. Amr loy, sorry, gediyim shehanachta, you left, little young goats over there. Nasa tiyashim, they became rams. No, ram is a big sheep. They became adult goats. Baalei karnayim, the what? Rams, yeah, because a ram is an older sheep. Tiyashim, gedi is a baby sheep. It could be a baby goat. It could be a baby sheep. So fine. So it says, so baby sheep to old. So you, the lambs that you left turned into rams, balei karnayim with horns. Vehem shigroino etzlach, and they sent us to you. Vehein amrulan, and they told us to tell lechu go v'amrulay and tell him bishameinu in our names. Im shemeh, if you listen and you stop doing it, mutav, great. Im lava, and if not, yeben either, you're going to be put into cherem. V'amrul achenu shebegayla, and tell our brothers in galus im shemim mutav, that if they listen to us putting you down, then good. Im lav yalu lahar, you may as well go up to the mountain and serve idols over there. Achia, who was I guess a great person in that time. Yibane hamit mizbeach, you should build the mizbeach. Chananya, you should yinagin bikino, you should sing to the idols. V'yikafru kulam, and all of them will become kafrim. V'yayimru ein lehem chelik b'elekei Yisrael. And you should say that you have no chelik within Klal Yisrael. Miyad, immediately, go kol ha'am b'chia. All of the chutzlartsniks, the chutznikim in that city started to cry. V'amru chas v'shalom, yesh lanu chelik b'elekei Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. Of course we have a chelik in elekei Yisrael. Okay, says the Gemara of a Kokach Lama. What was the big deal? Mishum Shenema, as it states in the pasuk, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Teira, out of Tzion Teira has to come, with Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Okay, says the Gemara. Now, again, the Gemara is not addressing the point that we made, that they had Teira, that they had a source to do the lenient view on. But the question is, once you have a psak tame, or chumr de gapsak, you cannot go ahead and get a kula de gapsak. That's a halacha. That's why anytime we paskin nidus, you know, all the rabbanim, we never say like tome, because then the guy can't take it to another rav. A lot of times, listen, I'm saying I can't be mitaharet. That's what we would say. You want to take it back? You can take it back. Sometimes it's pure no good. Like okay, tome, but sometimes you know it's borderline, and like then I can't be mitaharet. Then you give it back, because if you say tome, then nobody else can mitaharet. Once you get a psak, you can't change it. So the Gemara says, Bishlama hu mitaher v'hei mitamen. I can understand that if he was mitaher something, they want to be machmer mitamet l'chumra, fine. But elu hu mitamen v'hei mitarem, heichi havei, how are you able to do that? V'hotanya, chacham shetamei ein chaveri rishoy l'tar. Once a chacham paskin something is tamei, his friend is not permitted to be mitaret. Sometimes, you know, for people, you know, if it's desperate things, so I'll look at it and say, I can't be mitaret. I'll take it to let's say, Rabbi Zucker, you know, sometimes he'll say, he can't be Mitame. He's Mitame. It's like, don't say Tame. Can I go to Rabbi first? Like, yeah, if you want to go to Rabbi first, you go to Rabbi first. You know, you have to sometimes get a permission. Like, because if they say Tame, you have to, like, make sure that there's not an official Tame there. Ein chaver rishay l'tar. Aser, if his friend asks for something, ein chaver rishay l'hatar. Kosavi says, the Gemara, ki hechi deloy nigruru basrei. The Gemara says, yeah, in this case, they overrode that law because they wanted to make a point. They didn't want people to go start passing after him. So you're right. Generally, you're not allowed to do it. Here, they made an exception to the rule. What?
They knew what they did.
Yeah. They, like I said, it was they were relying on a lenient opinion, on an existing lenient opinion. They weren't just saying, oh yeah, it's permitted to kill. But they were relying on something that was, you know, up in the air. So he said usher, so they came along and said mutter. There's an usher psak, you're not allowed to say mutter. With regards to that, they overrode it. When the Sanhedrin went over to Keren B'Yavneh, there was a time that Sanhedrin was sent into Galus, and from the Beis Hamikdash, and they went to Keren B'Yavneh, which is now Yeshiva, KBY. So they went to Keren B'Yavneh. Hayusham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Lazar Ben Ishel, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So on the first day that they were in Keren B'Yavneh, they gave a speech introducing the new Sanhedrin over there. Pasul kulam bekvayd achsanya. They all opened up a speech in honor of the Bnei Taira. Vidarshu, and they darshan as follows. Pasuk Rabbi Huda, the Gemara says a whole drasha now. Pasuk Rabbi Huda, Roisha Medaben B'chol Makim. Rabbi Huda, who was the first speaker, and we're going to see Masechah Shabbos in just 30 days, 33 days, why exactly he was the first speaker everywhere. B'kvayda Teira, Vidarshan, he says, U'moisha yikach ezo oyel v'not eloi michutz lamachin. It says, and Moisha took the oil out of the tent of the Machane Yisrael, and he said, "Whoever wants to come to Klal Yisrael, to come to Hashem, he comes. I'm out of the tent right now. I'm out of the Machane. This is after the Eagle." And over there, the next pasuk says, "And anyone who's Mavakesh Hashem would go and run after Moshe Rabbeinu, and go out of the camp." So it says that if you're mavakesh Hashem, says the Gemara, a kav v'chomer, says Rabbi Yehuda. V'adloik v'arim kav v'chomer. Uma aroin Hashem, shalohe imaruchik el shnei masar mil. The farthest that you had to travel is, let's say you lived out the, all the way at the other end of the camp. You had to travel out of the camp. You had to travel to the camp. It was 12 mil. That was the farthest you had to travel. Nevertheless, the Torah says, Amar Torah v'hoya kol mevakesh Hashem yatsa el oil mayed. So Tamidei Chachamim nowadays, Tamidei Chachamim, shehochem me'ir le'ir, u'me medina le'medina, they go and they travel to Eretz Yisrael 8,000 miles. Or even in Eretz Yisrael, they go from different cities to travel to come to different. You go from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak to different cities to go to yeshivas. Or a person comes from all these cities to come to learn in Chicago. Lil Maitera al Achas Kama Vakama. Certainly, you're called a Mevakesh Hashem. Good morning. Good morning. V'dibar Hashem el Moshe panim el panim. Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Moshe, aniva ata nazvir panim b'halacha. Let you and I go ahead and learn gishmak nazvir panim. Let's learn nicely halacha. Ikida Amri. Some say kach Amar LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Some say HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe as follows. Kishem shani hisbarti l'cha panim. The same thing. I was nice to you when I taught you Torah. Kach ata hisbir panim l'Yisrael. So too must you go ahead and be nice to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, take your tent and go back into the tent, into the hechzer ha'oyel l'makaymai. V'shavel amachane and return to the camp. Amar Rav Yavahu Amar. You know what? Klal Yisrael is going to say, Yoimru, Harav because Hashem is angry at us, but Talmud because and Moshe Rabbeinu is angry at us. Yisrael Matahelem, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? Im atamachzer ha'olam mekaymei. So Hashem continues to Moshe. If you go ahead and return to your tent to its place back in the middle of Klal Yisrael's tent, the machane, the mut of good. Im lav, then Yehoshua ben Nun tamidcha misharis tachtecha. Yehoshua ben Nun, your student, will go ahead and work instead of you. And that's what it says. Moshe Rabbeinu returned his tent to the camp. Amar Rav of Afalbikain, and even still, Loyotz Adar Levatala, Hashem's words that Yehoshua ben Nun will take over were not Levatala, as it says. Shenamar Umishar, so Yehoshua ben Nun Na'ar Loyomish Mitech Oil, as it says. And the pasuk continues over there that Yehoshua took over. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, continues his speech. This is again the speech at the opening of the Sanhedrin in Kerem B'Yavne. We're holding some of Kimel Abayis about halfway down. Prepare your get set up, take heed. Ushma Yisrael, and listen, Klal Yisrael. Hayoyim azeh nihiyei se'olam. On this day, you're going to be for a nation. Now, question to Gemara. This is after 40 years in the Midbar. On that day, Klal Yisrael got the Torah. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu was dying. To teach you that the Torah was so enjoyable and precious to its learners, that every single day it was as good and geshmak as if it was given from Har Sinai. Like today was the first day. Amr of Tanchem Breid Rav Chia, Ish Kvar Akai, a person from Akai. Teda, Shahari Adam Kaira Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. I'll prove it to you, because a person has to read Shachas Kriya Shema every single day. Shachas V'Arvis. And if he doesn't miss, and if he misses one day, the Erev Echad Eina Kaira, Doima Kimisha Loi Kara Kriya Shema Mei Olam. It is as if he never read Kriya Shema in his life. So, that's one drasha. Haskes, another drasha of Haskes, we translate it as prepare yourself and get ready. Or take heed. Also, kitos. A different drasha is split up into groups or make groups. Not split up into groups, but make groups and learn in a group fashion instead of learning by oneself. It's very difficult to learn by oneself and get a true pshat. Almost always, whenever you learn pshat by yourself and then you go into learn with somebody else, you'll notice it's not stam different, usually completely different, and you have a much deeper understanding. So you have to learn with other people. You have to learn with a chavrusa. You have to learn with a kailal. Also, kitos. But asku b'tayra lefisha ena tayra niknes ela b'chabura. Tayra is only acquired in a chabura. Like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, the Amr Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, what does it say in the pasuk? Cherev abadim v'noyalu, which is a sword. And we're dashing this as follows: Cherev al soineim shall talmid chachamim. A sword should be on this, on, again, the enemies of the talmid chachamim, but it means the talmid chachamim. She yoyis from bad bavad that they sit individually va'oyuskim b'tayra and they learn tayra. V'loy oyd elishem etapshin. Not only that, but it causes them to become more foolish, as it says. Ksev hacha v'noyalu. It says over here. and v'noyalu, the word v'noyalu, v'tzivasam, asher noyalu, v'asher chatanu, asher noyalu, which we were foolish. V'loy oid, ela, shechoitim. Not only that, but it causes them to eventually sin. Shenemar v'asher chatanu, as the second pasuk, which says noyalu, finishes off chatanu. Ibayis ema mehacha, noyalu, sore tzoyan. The second pasuk, noyalu, sore tzoyan, which is that they sinned, the leaders of tzoyan sinned. Davar Acher, a third explanation of the word Haskes means. Haskes Ishma Yisrael is kit to atzchem al Divrei Torah. Cut yourself up over Divrei Torah. K'damar Shlokesh, the Amar Shlokesh, minayin she'ena Divrei Torah, miskayamim ela b'misha, meimis atzmela. How do you know that Torah is only acquired by those who really try? Shenemar, zoyis ha'Torah, adam ki yomuz ba'oil. A man as he dies in the tent. Davar Acher, so we have to go ahead and really, really try hard in order to acquire Torah. When a person really, really puts that extra elbow grease in his brain in order to get the pshat, that's when suddenly the pshatim fall into his head. Davar Acher, a fourth pshat of Haskes is Haskes Vishma Yisrael Has V'Achakach Kates. First Has, which is a lashon of be quiet, as Vayehes Akelav, as it says, be quiet, and so listen to the limud, and afterwards Kates. Afterwards, try to cut it up. I remember once being in Shir by Maishala Soloveitchik and Brisk, and he was saying over Avart. And it's probably, I would say, 200 people in this year, maybe. And we're packed into like sardines. I cannot tell you if there's probably, in this room, maybe double the size of this room, 200 people, without exaggerating. And you literally cannot move. You're squished in there with other people. Anyway, so somebody hacked in one time, in the middle of this year. People hack in all the time, but one time, right at the beginning of the Vart, and Moshe blew up. I didn't even finish saying the Vart. Give yourself 30 seconds before you ask a question. Has! You know, he was quoting this Gemara. You gotta listen first, and then cut this. But it didn't stop there. He screamed at him for at least 10 minutes. Anyways, that obviously knocked off other people screaming for a little bit. But, Has, v'achagach kates. First you have to listen, and then you could cut it up. Try to absorb the Vart. Now, over here, he's saying it more because get the whole Torah before you go ahead and start hacking it up. In other words, first make sure you learn, through the Masechta, and then get it clear. Many times, if a person's learning a new Miktsaya, he's starting to learn, let's say, Ribbis, he's starting to learn Nadarim, it's Kedai to finish the Perek first, just Gemara Rashi, you know, even two blad a day, just to get and absorb the different ideas, and then you can start learning Be'in. K'derava da'amarava lo'olam yilmad adam Torah v'achakach yega. First, a person should learn the Torah, and afterwards, he should delve into it. Amri de Rabbi Yani Maidach Sivu Nesetein Pasuk, ki mitzchalav yoitzi chema. The juice of milk, ki mitz chalav yoitzi chema. Probably milk comes out of butter. Umitz af yoitzi dam. And the yoitzi dam. The first one is a bit funny because it sounds like mitz chalav yoitzi chema. It sounds like butter. Is it saying butter comes out of milk or milk comes out of butter? How do they translate it?
Milk yields butter.
Milk yields butter. Okay, fine. That's going to help the next one, but I'm not sure how. Fine. Umitz af is anger. Yoitzi dam, let out blood. Umitza payim, and real anger, is yoitzi riv. It gets out like a machlekas. Okay. Moitzi es chalav, shematz mishadei. Okay, so the Gemara says, what does that mean? B'mi ata moitzi, so the Vedashin of the first one, b'mi ata moitzi chema shel Torah, who are we going to find the real cream of the Torah? B'mi shemeki chalav, somebody who tries so hard that eventually he vomits up the milk that he... that he was shayyanik mishadei ima, that he nursed from his mother. Shayyanik mishadei ima aleh, that he nursed from his mother. So if he has to try so hard that he's squishing out every available, that he's even vomiting up the milk that his mother gave him, then he will get the butter of Torah, the cream of the Torah. Umitz af, Yoitzi Dam, is that called Tama Shekoyis Lav Rabbi? Any Tama that his Rebbe is, he gets angry at him, Pam Rishayna, the first time, Vishoisik, and he's quiet, and he continues to hack in, Zoich Lavchen Ben Tam Tome Le Dam Tahar. He's going to be Zoicha to become a Tama Chacham that he can differentiate between Tahar and Tome blood. Umitza Paim Yoitzi Riv, called Tama Shekoyis Lav Rabbi, Pam Rishayna, Vishnia. And if he goes ahead and even he hacks in the second time, and his Rebbe gets angry at the second time, even still he goes ahead and he tries a third time, and he keeps hacking in, Vishoisik, Zoich Lavchen Ben Dine Mamanas Le Dine Nefashas. So even if your Rebbe screams at you, Barabim, you still, nope, okay, but I still have to learn. And you continue to hack in. Those people are the ones who are eventually successful. Ditnan Rabbi Shmuel Omer Haroitzah Shiyizchakim. Somebody who wants to get smart, he asks B'dinei Mamonos. He should go ahead and get Klar D'nei Mamonos. Well, Kama V'Vanziyah V'Vasra. She'ein Lecha Miktzoya B'Teira Yoyser Mehen. There's no Miktzoya. There's no part of Torah, section in Torah that is greater than them. She'ein Kime'ayin Hanoveya. They're like a bubbling river. Spring. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, my dechsev im navalta behisnasev im zamos yad lepeh. It means kolam enavel atzmel divrei Torah. Whoever sullies himself over divrei Torah, meaning he embarrasses himself and he hacks in and he says I don't chap shat and he goes biter and he tries again and again. Soifel isnas. Eventually he'll become great. Im zamam. But if he is quiet about it, then yad lepeh. Eventually he's going to have to put his mouth to his hand to his mouth as he says I don't know. Like that. That was Rabbi Huda's speech. Now it was a long speech. Finally, the next speaker gets up to speak. You know how they have this person who's speaking and he's going on and on. Eventually, people are leaving. And then he's like, okay, Lamaisa, I have some to. The people who are staying are really being makabal. Let me go on. And he goes on for another hour. Finally, more people are leaving. Finally, one person is left. He's like, oh, my fine, my real Talmud. He goes on for another hour. He goes over to the guy afterwards. He's like, you're my real Talmud. Mazel tov. I'm so finally excited. I finally was able to find you. How did you like the speech? He's like, I wasn't listening. So what were you doing here? He's like, I'm the next speaker. So sometimes Pasach Rebbe Nechemia bekvoid Achsanya next Rebbe Nechemia gets up to speak bekvoid Achsanya v'dorash and he's darshening. Ma'idich siv. What does it say in the pasuk? Vayomer Shaul El Hakeni, as it says, Shaul said to El Hakeni, Lechu. The Keni is a tribe of people. Lechu, go suru, go away. Redu mitoich Amaleki, go away from the Amalekim. Pen oisivcha imay, because maybe you will be gathered up with them when I go ahead. And destroy the Amalekim. Mamash perfect for yesterday, because this is actually Friday's blat. Va'ata asisa chesed im kol b'nei Yisrael. You did chesed with the Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara. V'haloi dvarim kavachaymer. Uma Yisrael. What was the chesed? Because they came from Yisrael. Uma Yisrael shalei karaves Moshe ele l'chvoid atzmai. Yisrael that he invited Moshe Rabbeinu only for his own covet. Hey, you get to invite. Imagine right now you could invite the president. Wouldn't you want to invite the president? I mean, Lamaisa, it'll be a huge cover for you to have the president come to your house. So you're not doing it to give something to the president, you're doing it for your own self. And nevertheless, Yisrael, who invited Moshe Rabbeinu to his house, yet he was his grandchildren, the Canaan, got saved from by Shaul because of that. So kach ma'areach talmid chacham b'teich beis, certainly somebody who invites a talmid chacham in his house, u'ma'achilu u'ma'ashkehu, and he feeds him and he drink and he gives him to drink, u'ma'hanu min achasav, and he gives him from his own achasav, alachas kama v'kama, certainly the reward is going to be tremendous. Pasuk Rav Yosi, then Rav Yosi got up to speak. B'chvayd Achsanya, in honor of the Torah. V'darish, loy tisai. Achsanya means in honor of the host. That's why we always start off a speech if you're ever in somebody's house, like having a shevrach as poyuschin b'chvayd Achsanya. It comes from this Gemara, right? That you start off with the Chvayd Achsanya. But here the Achsanya is Torah, so talking about Tamid Chachamim. V'darish, loy tisaiv adoimi, ki achichahu, loy tisaiv mitzri, ki gera yisi ba'artsoi. Do not hate. Comes from Toav, like despise, and Adoimi, or a Mitzri. We have to hate, we have to protect Ma Mitzrayim, Shaloi Karvu Es Yisrael, Elu Letzorich Atzman, that they were Makarv Yisrael, Letzorich Atzman, Shenemar, Vim Yadata, Vyesh Bay Anche Chayel, Visamtam Sori Mikna, Al Ashir Li. So they originally were Makabal Klal Yisrael just for their own benefits, and nevertheless, we have to protect, we have to go ahead and be nice to them. Kacham areach tamen chacham b'teich beisoy u'machilu mashkeu u'mahanu menechosav alachas kama b'kama. Certainly, somebody who helps tamen chacham, you have to is the reward is going to be tremendous. I always wanted to know. You know, some people are against Germany, and they say don't drive BMWs. But don't fly Lufthansa and all these things because of what Germany did. So is this a steward to this Gemara? Or do we say, Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael was in Germany for thousands of years, 1,000 years, Barach, before Germany went on its head. So now, maybe we should still have some sort of Hakaras type to them. And I remember it was Michalik, but I don't remember exactly how. Pasach Rabbi Eliezer ben Reishel Reisi Haglili b'kvoid Achsanya. Then Rabbi Eliezer ben Reishel Reisi Haglili gets up and he starts also a speech. V'darash v'yivarach Hashem es oived edoim ba'avur orein ha'elekim. And Hashem benched Edoim because he housed the Aron of Hashem. This is when the Aron was captured, it was housed in this person's house. Aron didn't need to eat or drink. And Ella kibed v'ribitz lefanav. The only thing he had to do was just wash the area around it down. Certainly somebody who is mahana tamar chacham, he machilu mashkeu mahana menachasav al achas kama v'kama, certainly the reward is going to be tremendous. What was this bracha that he got? Mayhi bracha shebarchu? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zvida zu chamois. Chamis was his wife, the Ches Kaliseo, and their eight daughter-in-laws. So he had eight sons already. Each son had a wife, so it's eight daughter-in-laws and his wife. Sheyoldu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echa. They all had six kids in one go. So in 1 year, he went from having just eight sons to anytime he would have to book a hotel for Pesach, it was eight sons and eight daughter-in-laws and his wife. And then they all had six kids. So that's nine times six extra. That's, I remember hearing a speech by a very good speaker in Klal Yisrael and saying, and him saying, "Oy vey, what a klala." And remember, I was like, I don't know, that touched the nerve. But Lamaisa, I was like, the Gemara is calling it a bracha. Unbelievable to go from 0 to 62 in 1 year. Shenemar, Pa'alti Hashmini, V'chsev, Ki Baruch Hu Elokim, Kol Elam Ebnei Oved Edom, Heima Ubneim Bachem, Ishchel Bekoich La'avoda Shishim V'shnayim La'Oved Edom. There were 62 children to Edom in that year. How so? Each of his children and his wife had another six babies. That's pretty amazing. Amar Rabbi Oven, Halevi, Kol Hadoichik Esasha, Sha Doich Kasei. Oh, so.